Since the beginning of the pandemic, the Salvation Army Metropolitan Chicago has been working hard providing emergency shelter, food, and more to those struggling during these unprecedented times. And while our city is slowly reopening, they're still supporting the community in so many ways. Here to talk about what they're doing, how we can help, and some upcoming summer activities for kids is the Director of Communications from the Salvation Army, Jackie Rochev.
Well, the Salvation Army is an organization that's been in the Chicagoland area since the early 1800s, and we are a social service agency, so we are sometimes the safety net for people who are facing and struggling with poverty. So that could be hunger, that could be lack of access to childcare, help with emergency disaster services, which we were very big with the COVID response. Usually, if there is a need, the Salvation Army is addressing it in some form or another.
Jackie Rochev is the communications director for the Salvation Army Chicago, and you mentioned COVID, and you guys have been on the front line since the beginning of the pandemic. So what are some of the things you guys have been doing?
We have our emergency disaster services department has a really good relationship with the city of Chicago, and we have a standing seat on the Office of Emergency Management and Communication. So when the city was starting to plan its response, the Salvation Army was there with those conversations. And in fact, we were named the lead agency for the feeding task force, which meant we worked with our partners, Greater Chicago Food Depository, Catholic Charities, a bunch of other organizations that also do feeding, to make sure that our neighbors in need in Chicago had food during this time. And our role specifically was that we made deliveries of meal boxes to folks who were quarantined, and that included a full week's of meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a couple snacks. And we're still doing that now, actually, because that's the city deems necessary.
And even though the city is already in phase four, do you still see a strong need? And if so, how can we help?
The unemployment rate has just ballooned because of COVID. And the health issue is not the only issue. The economic impact is going to be huge. People have lost their jobs, or if they haven't lost their jobs officially, they were furloughed and had no income, which means they can't pay rent. So we need financial assistance. We need assistance for food. If you work for a grocery store or a food distributor, we can always use large quantity of food, things of that nature. And you can go to salarmychicago.org to see how you can help.
And one of my favorite things about the Salvation Army is whether you need help or you want to give, you guys have so many locations in the city and suburbs. So what's the best way to find the location nearest to you?
You can go onto salarmychicago.org/location, put in your zip code, and all the Salvation Army locations in your area will come up, including those that are thrift shops. So if you're looking for financial assistance or food pantry support, make sure you look for a community center, not the thrift shop.
And the website is also where you can find all the volunteer opportunities, right?
Oh, sure. There's lots of volunteer opportunities. And depending on what type of volunteer opportunity is of interest, there may be some training, but nothing that is prohibited to anyone who's looking to provide some kind of support to the Salvation Army.
Jackie Rochev is the Director of Communications for the Salvation Army Chicago, and some of those volunteer opportunities actually have to do with summer. We're still going to have a summer, and your kids' programs are amazing. So tell us what you have.
Yes, we are trying to make sure that there's something to keep the kids engaged, excited, provide some child care opportunities for those parents who are working. We are starting to reopen, just like the rest of the state. A lot of our summer camps are being done online. We have a summer camp in a box in the West Humboldt Park area where families can come and get weekly activity boxes through the middle of August. And they'll have science projects and arts and crafts and some other outdoor activities. And then they'll also be able to do pickup of meals for the kids every other day or so. So we have some programming that is coming up, mostly online. So we're doing the best we can with the restrictions currently in place, but want to make sure everybody is safe and engaged.
Well, we just want to thank the Salvation Army so much for all you guys are doing for the city of Chicago and all the time, not just through the pandemic. Jackie Rotchev is the Director of Communications from there. Thank you so much for sharing all this information with Chicago Connection and, of course, telling us about the summer programs. It's always so good to catch up with you. So one last time, remind our listeners where they can find out everything we just talked about and more.
Absolutely. Go to salarmychicago.org. That's our website. And we are also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. You can find us all over. And thank you so much for having us on to talk about what we do and to all of those folks out there who are really making sure that the Salvation Army is out there able to provide these programming.
And that wraps up another show for this weekend. I'm Rebecca Ortiz, and I hope you join me next weekend as we share more ways for you to stay connected and get involved in your community here on Chicago Connection.